You got to tune to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. In the world of politics, you know there are a lot of labels. You got the Republicans, the Democrats, the liberals, conservatives, libertarians. This is Texas, after all. But socialists, that's awful close to communists in these parts. And for years, the socialist label's been something of a taboo, not just in Texas, but many parts of the rest of the union. Those not so hung up on labels, however, have noticed an interesting phenomenon, and not just here in the States. Why, they ask, do so many young people right now seem to be getting into old socialists? Or more to the point, the ideas of old socialists, right? Sarah Leonard is a features editor for The Nation. She's been thinking a lot about this very point, and she recently wrote about her observations with a special first-person insight, I suppose you might say, in an opinion piece for The New York Times. Sarah, you sound like such a radical here. Welcome to Texas Standard.
Thank you so much.
So tell me a little bit about why this wound up on your radar. You're 29 years old, I suppose we should say, out of the gate. You make that clear in this op-ed piece.
Yes, sir. I'm a bona fide millennial. And what was interesting to me was that you have all of these young people who are about my age or younger even, who are really supportive of these politicians who are much, much older than they are, right? People like Bernie Sanders and Jeremy Corbyn have been on the far left end of politics in their countries since before we were born. I was interested in why that might be, and that was what I was trying to explore in this piece. It seemed like there was a little incongruity there.
Before we go too far, I mean, I'm already imagining what some of our listeners might say, especially younger listeners in Texas, who might say, well, look, Corbyn didn't win that election in the UK recently, and Bernie Sanders didn't win either, right? I mean, so what's this all about, really?
That's a great point. Notably, in both cases, both of those candidates did far, far better than they were expected to do. To be fair, they didn't win those elections. They did, I think, in Bernie Sanders' case, change the spectrum of acceptable political ideas quite a bit. In the case of Corbyn, he increased Labour's vote share dramatically when predictions had been that putting someone who was far to the left in charge of the Labour Party would cause their share to drop.
So I guess the point you're making is that people like, say, Bernie Sanders or like Jeremy Corbyn, they sort of kept carrying that torch that tied the parties, their respective parties, back to the unions, back to the old working class that predated Bill Clinton and Tony Blair and some of those types who were much more sort of mainstream.
Yeah, absolutely. During the time when folks like Corbyn and Sanders were coming to political consciousness, Labour was a very strong force in the US and the UK. The parties that were left of center, like the Labour Party and the Democratic Party, owed some of their power to the labor movement and therefore had to center policies that benefited working people. Since the 70s, labor power has been very much on the decline. We know America has 11% unionization, and the parties moved to the right. But some of these folks from before that decline really formed their politics then and held on to a labor-centered politics. I would say now that young people are experiencing the effects of a recession and downward mobility, those politics start to sound very intriguing.
So for millennials, you've grown up with a different set of expectations shaped by certain moments in your own sort of political awakening that aren't necessarily consistent with those of their parents, but maybe more consistent with some of those ideas that were formulated back during, what, the Depression, I guess.
Yeah, well, for young people right now, certainly for millennials, you know, folks are in shape to be worse off than their parents. They have a lot of college debt. If they don't have college debt, it's probably because they didn't go to college. And if they didn't go to college, they are far more likely to be unemployed. And so we kind of feel like Wall Street may be the enemy. I think there's a real openness to socialism as one way of combating Wall Street power. You know, for example, there was a 2016 Harvard poll that said half of Americans between 18 and 29 reject capitalism, and a third say they supported socialism. Hmm. I don't know what that means to each of those people, you know, but there's a lot of stuff like debt relief, free college, good universal health care that I think seem like real common sense to this generation that came up with all of those things being really unstable. You know, no one's like really afraid of socialism in this generation. They've experienced real fear from capitalism.
It's a very provocative piece. Why are so many young voters falling for old socialists? It's in the New York Times Sunday Review opinion section. We're going to have a link to it at texasstandard.org. Sarah Leonard is the author. She's a features editor for The Nation. Sarah, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me.